Two more fraud charges in Milwaukee County. The duo is accused of defrauding the Wisconsin Shares Child Care Program out of more than $340,000 by submitting false attendance reports. Wisconsin Department of Children and Family Secretary Reggie Bika says the new criminal charges reflect his office's commitment to stopping fraud in the taxpayer-funded system.
We have a multi-prong approach to fighting fraud in Wisconsin Shares.
Sean Nass of Franklin and Maria Woodruff of Milwaukee are charged with two counts of felony fraud. If convicted, each faces a maximum of 20 years in prison. Just this week, Bika announced the hiring of 31 new fraud investigators. The goal is to go beyond finding fraud, he says. It's about improving the safety and the quality of child care. Bika says the fraud hotline is proven to be very helpful, citing one example from an employee working in a child care center.
And the employee called us and said, "Why haven't you shut down my provider?" We said, "What are you talking about?" She says, "I work here, and they have a bunch of other fake employees who say that they're working here, but I'm the only one who actually has to show up to work every day. In case your licensors come out and check on us, we can show that we're a legitimate business. And I'm upset that I'm the only one who actually has to work and everybody else is getting paid."
Charges were filed and that provider was shut down. Bika says they've already saved $115 million, and that's just the beginning. In January, he says his department will be rolling out an automated attendance and tracking system. The stealing was first discovered by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel almost 2 years ago. Later, a state audit found providers were illegally getting around $20 million a year from Wisconsin Shares. Bika says it's a priority to make sure those ripping off Wisconsin Shares are held criminally accountable. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.